Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my step-in co-host when my mom's too busy for me, my sister. Say hello, Colleen.
Hello. Sorry if I sound different. I'm just so sick.
You know who you sound like?
Who?
That the way you just said that, that chick you're obsessed with on the Insta, who you got that video
Megan with. Salter. I love
the way you
her.
Said that was her mean girl.
Well, if you guys hear some weird coughing or gross sounds or this, it's because I'm opening up a cough drop and I'm sucking on a cough drop.
Oh, there it is. Do you just wake up in coughing fits?
All night long. I don't sleep.
That was me a month ago.
Ugh, it's horrible.
It's the worst. Because you feel fine. Mm-hmm. You feel fine. And
except
it doesn't.
For the fact that it's so annoying.
Yeah. And like you're exhausted and like you're just over it, but you have cough. Do you try and hawk up mucus?
There's
but, like,
nothing
that comes out? Yep. Anyway, New Year's Eve is tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Right?
That was immediately.
Yes, but.
I can't believe that.
So I'm just saying, remember not to be an idiot on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be stupid. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, don't be an idiot ever.
Ever. But today is Happy Bacon Day.
Oh, I learned to like bacon this year.
I was going to say, because you're always like, I hate bacon. Bacon's so gross. But then every time I come over, you guys are like, oh, we're going to have some BLTs tonight.
Yeah, I've learned to like bacon in certain ways.
You can't have fast food bacon. That's disgusting.
I just don't understand. Like, I like it, but I don't understand how people are like, oh, it should go on everything.
It shouldn't go on everything. I think bacon standalone, crispy bacon, the best, the most delicious thing in the planet.
No, I think it's fine. I'm like, oh yeah, it's good. I like that.
I don't want it on my salad.
I don't want it on my dessert. Stop putting bacon on donuts.
Ew!
Everyone likes bacon on donuts.
That's disgusting.
I don't think
sweet and savory go together. I think salted sweet is good.
Mm-hmm.
And salted caramel, that's delicious.
Mm-hmm. But what about French fries in a shake?
I don't like that.
Okay, you're wrong.
Okay. I thought this was a to each their own taste bud scenario, but okay.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, bacon's fine. I like it, but I'm not like put it on.
You know what? That's a step up from you hating it.
Yeah, I did
immensely.
Hate it for basically my whole life.
I don't know why. Why did you do that to yourself?
Because it just didn't. I didn't get it. I was like, it's like burnt cardboard with salt on it.
Cardboard?
And I still kind of feel like that, but I'm like, damn, not so bad. Okay. If you put enough salt on something and grease on it, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty true. That's why I like bacon. It tastes like salted, flaky cardboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This week, David Dobrik tweeted out for people to please stop coming to his house.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. I'm sorry, everybody. How have you guys not figured out this is not welcomed?
No one wants this.
No one wants this. We love you all. Don't come to the houses of celebrities / YouTubers.
I hate it.
It's the worst. And no, you will not be the exception.
No.
No one is the exception.
No.
You will not get your picture. You will not get an autograph. You will not get a really cool story. You will not get a best friend.
And also,
you will get shaded and yelled at and probably have the cops called on you, depending how crazy you are.
It's not. And I hate when people say it comes with a job. It
doesn't.
Not
no.
Come with a job. It comes with a job. If I'm in public and you see me and you want to say hi, I love that. Like, I will give you a big hug. I'll talk to you. I'll take pictures with you. I'll make videos for your friends. I'll do whatever you want. And I love meeting people in public anywhere I'm at. Restaurants, grocery stores, anywhere, street. Don't come to my home.
Your private
place. Where I'm
supposed
to feel safe. And I've always felt that way. And I've had to move in the past because of that. Like,
yes.
My last house, people were going through my mail. People were coming and banging on the door. People were throwing stuff in my yard. People were just screaming Miranda outside the front door. Like, it made me so uncomfortable and it made me feel so unsafe.
Yeah.
I would have anxiety attacks. I would cry every time it happened, like sob because I felt so unsafe. I can't explain the feeling. It's not that. I saw some people responding to David Dobrik's tweet saying like he's acting like his fans are these teenage girls are going to like hurt him and like murder him. It's not about that. It's about not feeling safe in your own home.
Although most more YouTubers than you think do have restraining orders against people that have stalked them, just so you all know. Continue.
But it's not about that. It's not that I think one of you is going to come to my house and
murder everybody
and kill everyone. It's that it's not appropriate. It's a violation of privacy. It's how would you like it if someone like, yes, you know me, but like I probably don't know who you are.
Yes.
And if you come to my...
And that's not a shady thing.
No. I might, some of you, but that's still, why would you come to my house if I didn't invite you? Imagine if you're... Someone came to your house that you don't know, a complete stranger, and banged on your door and demanded things removed. I have people come to my house and I've had them, in my old house, have them film inside my house through the windows.
Yeah. That's not okay. You need to be able to, you should be able to walk around your house naked with no fear.
I was crying for a full day. This in New York, I haven't talked about this yet online, but I really want to.
You may in this podcast exclusive.
I will. In New York City, someone found out where I lived in New York and waited outside the building. And this was the first time this had happened to me since I had a baby. So I've had people come to my past homes, which is why I've moved many times because of this. And David Dobrik is saying he doesn't want people to come to his house because he doesn't want to move. He loves his house.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that when this happens, we're like, oh, people know where we live. Now I don't feel safe in my own home. I feel like someone could be outside at any minute watching me, filming me.
and whatever. The more times it happens, the more people think it's okay to do it.
Right.
And it's not.
Right. So anyway, I was in New York City. And I left my apartment to go. I went and did a show on Broadway. And then I left to come home after the matinee. And I had another show that night. And I came home for like 30 minutes just to see my baby. And so someone had followed me to my house.
And I didn't know that's how. Yeah. I knew that it happened. I didn't know that's how it happened.
And so then I walked out to go to the second show. And this little girl walked up to me. She could have been maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah.
You know, very sweet little girl.
They all are.
She walked up to me.
It's the parents.
And her dad was behind her filming her. So filming where I lived, filmed me walk out my door of my apartment and filmed her run up to me. And I gave her a hug.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's not her fault.
Yes.
So I said, hi. And she goes, hi, can I have a picture? And I go, how? And I didn't say yes or no. I just said, how did you know where I live? Why? Who are you? And she goes, oh. And she looked at her dad. And I looked at him and I go, how did you know where I was? How did you know? Who are you?
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, maybe this is a friend of a friend and there's a miscommunication. Yeah. I didn't want to assume right away that I had been followed. And he like clearly was like searching for a reason. And he was like, oh, my daughter figured out where you live. She was like 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, how? And he goes, she just watches your videos and she figured it out.
No.
And I was like, that's impossible. Like,
yeah.
You literally didn't figure out where I live from watching my videos in my rental apartment in Manhattan. So I was like, this is extremely inappropriate. And this is the first time I'd ever experienced this with my son inside the apartment.
Yeah.
And my eyes welled up with tears. And I said, my son is in there. And I looked at the little girl and I said, this is not your fault, sweetie. I love you so much. Thank you for watching my videos. And I gave her a hug and rubbed her back. And I said, I can't take a picture with you, though. I can't show people that this behavior is okay, but you're not in trouble. I love you. I was really, really overly like making sure she knew that I wasn't upset with her.
Yeah.
And I turned to the dad and I said, what you're doing is really inappropriate and it makes me feel very uncomfortable. How would you feel if a stranger stood outside your house while your little girl was sleeping in her bed and some stranger was outside your house filming your house, waiting for you to come out and filming your daughter and just standing and waiting out there for you for hours. A person you didn't know but knew you by name and filmed your house and filmed inside the windows. How'd you feel knowing your little girl was asleep in that house? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he was really apologetic. And I hugged her again and I said I wasn't mad at her. But like, I got to the theater and just started crying.
Yeah.
And the girls backstage were like, what happened? I was like, someone followed me home. I feel like I have a stalker. I'm like, and I was being dramatic, but it was because I was worried about my baby.
Yeah. It's like, a whole other level once you have a kid, because it's not just you. It's like your child.
I know I'm talking a lot about it, but I can't explain the feeling. You feel very violated. Like,
yeah.
You know, okay, this is the best way I'm going to explain it. And then I'm going to be done. Sorry to go on. I know Rachel has a lot of things she wants to talk about, but.
I don't. You're
this
fine.
This is the best way to explain it.
I know when you're on a podcast, I should write down 3 things because she'll just go off on each.
Okay. You know when like you don't feel like going anywhere, so you get Postmates and like. You're like, I don't even want to go to CVS. I don't want to see other people today. I don't want to interact with other people today. Like, imagine that, like, but kind of multiply it. So, like, when I go out, I know this isn't like a, oh my God, I'm so popular, but this is a fact. Yeah. When I go out, I know usually I am recognized.
Yes. In, I talked about this in my YouTuber Truth video. Like when you guys go out, you know you might be seen. And that
pretty
is
much
you go out with that known.
Every time. You know this. Every time I go out, I will be recognized with someone, which I love. And I'll take a picture and say hi.
That is part of the job.
So if I don't want to do that, if I'm not, if I feel sad that day or tired or sick or just like, I just don't want to see other people. Because people, I'm a human and I feel that way sometimes, just like everyone on the planet does.
Yes. Sometimes you don't want to go to school. Sometimes you don't want to go to work. And sometimes going out is work.
So if I feel that way one day, I won't leave the house or I just won't go somewhere. So imagine that feeling, that being taken away from you. So there's nowhere on the planet when someone comes to your house and violates that. There, then there's a feeling inside of you as a human of there is nowhere I can be where I am alone.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere I can be where it's a private place where I can be alone and have alone time, because at any moment someone could be standing outside my house.
Yes.
That's how it feels. And it is, it's so, every time it has happened to me in the past, I've had a full blown panic attack. I feel like I'm being watched. I feel like it's terrifying. It's not just like, ew, it's annoying. Don't knock on my door. I don't want to see you. It's nothing to do with that. Because if I see you in public, I love it. It's the feeling of like, oh, I have no privacy at all.
You
I
didn't
will never
choose,
be alone.
Yeah, you didn't.
At any moment, someone could knock on my door or be looking through my windows at me or be screaming my name outside my windows at any moment. Like, that is a really scary feeling. It's a, I can't explain it better than that. Than like, it's just like a feeling of you get no privacy ever.
Yeah.
Like it's anyway, I liked his tweet. I was like, yes, stop coming to David Dobrik's house. Yes. Leave him alone.
And I will say on to a certain extent that extends to when people are staying at hotels. I understand that it seems like more accessible and easier. But when we're traveling, that is
our
home. So we like babies are sleeping in the hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only time I've ever said no to a picture is when someone found my hotel room and I knew she wasn't staying there because she'd been tweeting about it and walked up to my door. I was walking out and she asked me if are you Rachel Ballinger, and I said no and walked away. I wasn't like, rude, I just lied.
it's a
comfort vibe. Don't you're
yeah I've had that happen.
Your choice is being taken away
to have privacy
and
to have
safety
and to have, because that's happened to me at hotels too, where I go out my door and there's people sitting outside my hotel room door. And I had to switch rooms because I was like, well, now I feel like I can't talk about anything in my hotel room because someone's sitting outside listening to my conversation.
You can't poop.
Like, you can't do
anything. The comfort is gone.
There's no comfort. There's no privacy. It's a really like unnerving feeling.
Yes.
So I've had to move in the past because of that reason. Don't go to people's houses.
Don't go to people's houses.
Unless you're invited.
If you are invited by name, then you may go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We'll move on now.
Sorry.
Now that this has been discussed to the fullest. I don't think I know a YouTuber who's like excited. But anyway, we're just gonna come on. Elon Musk had a brilliant idea, Colleen. Do you want to hear what it was?
Mm-hmm.
To build tunnels under cities to solve traffic.
Hmm.
Twitter was very quick to let him know what subways were.
Yes.
Yes, and then he quickly was like, no, I mean like, they're roads, but only for electric cars. So if you own a Tesla, you can go on these secret roads underground.
I'll tell you who that doesn't work for.
Everyone.
Our mother.
Oh, God. No, he made a point to say earthquake proof.
No,
mom would never.
Trust it.
No, she
mom
would
won't
never
go in parking
go under
garages.
No, my mom will not go in parking garages at all. She will go to like a Target 5-10 minutes extra away so she doesn't have to go to the Target that's closer with a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
She won't do it.
She thinks it's going to fall in an earthquake on her car.
Yes. She's someone that is very claustrophobic, and getting trapped in rubble is her nightmare.
Yeah, I think it's everyone's nightmare.
I mean, but like, you know, your main thing that you're scared of, like I'm really scared of tripping and falling and poking my eye out on a fence or falling off the curb in a car running over my head. Those are my greatest fears.
Okay.
Hers is rubble.
Hmm.
Some people have earthquake, a really big fear of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think I'm scared of a lot of things. Stickers, mostly.
Sticks figures?
Stickers.
No. I thought you meant stick figures.
Stick figures, too.
Okay. Okay, this happened on Twitter, Christmas Day. I was getting so mad, and everyone thought it was funny. People were posting pictures of the crappy gifts they got for Christmas. It was the most ungrateful day on Twitter because they were like,
really?
Grandma can go die. I asked for AirPods, not these. And they're like, a lobe pods or like sky pods or something.
Really? I didn't
like
see this at all.
I was all over. It was a Twitter moment because it was happening so much. And people were like, oh, my parents don't listen. I asked for like Adidas shoes and I got Skechers. And it was like the most ungrateful thread I've ever seen in my entire life.
I didn't see it.
Everyone thought it was hilarious. And they're like, yeah, my parents suck too. This is all I got. And I'm like, you buttheads.
I literally got toilet paper and I loved it.
Yes. I brought home socks. And you got me socks and Matt stole them because he was so excited about it.
I'm looking at nail polish remover. That wasn't like in a stocking. Like it was like wrapped. Individually wrapped with a bow on it. Like nail polish remover and batteries.
We were taught be grateful for everything you get.
Yeah.
Because everything was thought of and bought for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so mad at everyone thought that the threads. No one was like telling people that they were ungrateful buttheads.
Ooh, that's so annoying.
And I was reading it being like, you want your grandma to die because she didn't buy you AirPods?
Christopher and Jessica did a good job. My parents did a good job with teaching us to be grateful, but mm-hmm. Christopher and Jessica did a good job. They have 5 kids now. That's our brother, by the way. And I wanted to like trick the kids because I'm taking the family to Hawaii for Christmas. So my gift to them was sunscreen. I was like,
this was my favorite. Their reaction to the sunscreen was bigger so than the trip to Hawaii.
Because I was like, what is something that has to do with going to Hawaii that they wouldn't be excited about? No one likes putting on sunscreen. So I was like,
you got them the spray kind. That's the best.
And just see what they do. I thought they'd open and be like, they were so cute. They were like, thank you.
It's like those kids that open avocados and bananas that are really excited.
I was like, was that on your list? And Parker goes, no, but I really like it. And I was like, oh, it wasn't on your list? He goes, it was on my list. Thank you. I think it was. Thank you.
Just lying
to make you feel better. Good. It was so sweet.
Yeah. So I was really annoyed with Twitter. Be thankful for what you get. It might not be what you asked for, but maybe your expectations were too high. So that's on you, not the gift giver. Okay. A famous hockey player decided to shoot his shot with Anna Kendrick and tweeted her.
Oh, I saw this.
Hey, and then everyone was like so obsessed with making him look like the perfect person ever that they were like, hey man, thanks for giving me that kidney the other day. That's really nice of you. Oh man, thanks for taking me out of that burning building. That's really cool. So much so that she had to respond.
I saw that and I was curious, did he tell people, how did this start?
No, it's like dudes got dudes backs. This is, and he's a dude. He's a hockey player dude. And he just tweeted it. And
has he ever said, like, I wish Anna Kendrick
I don't think so. He literally just said, hey, at her handle. And it just, the internet was just like, we got you, bro. And they blew it up until she had to make a statement.
I wish it ended with them, like, on a date or something. But
I wish.
It just ended with her being like, oh, I laughed at these replies.
Yeah, thanks for enjoy my rest of my day or something.
Come on, Anna Kendrick.
She might be secretly dating someone, or she's not into hockey players.
That's fine too, but
she might be into musicians or something.
True.
She is a singer, right? Yeah. Actress, human.
Mm-hmm.
Camp. YouTube is making a change that's actually supposed to help creators.
Oh, I'm so sure.
Well, it's because all the copyright claims that music mm-hmm. people are doing it, they're trying to make it as easy as possible for us to trim out the copyrighted music because they know it like they can't do anything about it. The studios or the record labels have all of the control in this, and YouTube has like made so many statements that they hate that fact, but legally they can't do anything. So they're rolling out a new thing that helps you. They'll show you exactly, they can just be like, do you want to edit this this out, and you just click like yes, and it edits out that part of your video.
That would be great, except I posted a video as Miranda called How to Become a Visco Girl, and it got millions of views. It did really well. It was like my only good viewed video
as Miranda
in the last month or two, and I didn't use any copyrighted music, but I was in CVS, and literally like 0.2 seconds, really muffled. You can hear in CVS there was some song, I don't even know what song it was,
yeah,
and because I'd put music over it, but over my music somehow you could sort of slightly hear the music at CVS, and it didn't just get a copyright strike, it got deleted. The whole video got deleted, and I got a strike on my Miranda Sings channel. A copyright strike.
You're kidding me!
So if I get two more strikes on YouTube, they delete the Miranda Sings channel completely. But they didn't give me a warning.
You
they
couldn't dispute it?
Nothing. I contacted what? YouTube, and I was like, I contacted my agents on YouTube. I was like, what is going on? This video just got deleted. And they're like, yeah, there's a copyright strike. And I was like, right, fix it. Because obviously I didn't put the copyrighted music in. It's like playing at CVS. You could barely hear it. I didn't even notice it, or I wouldn't have put the clip in.
Yeah.
That's how faint it was. And they're like, there's nothing we can do. It was gone.
I've never heard of them deleting.
Deleted.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The only other time that's happened to me is when I was making Haters Back Off, and we wanted to do Single Ladies. We wanted that to be Miranda's first viral video. And we reached out to Beyonce's people to see if we could use this, pay for the rights to do the song. And they said no. But we had sent them the video to show, like, look, we're recreating this Miranda Sings video where she does
Did singles. They copyright claim the video?
And deleted it. They said, no, you can't. We're not going to give you the rights to do Single Ladies, but also goodbye. No warning. Deleted my video.
I was that was such a good video, too.
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't delete. They took off the audio. All the audio's off of it. And then it got deleted.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is insane how much power record labels have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's, you know, fun. Twitter announced that they are now banning animated PNG files from its platforms. You don't know what this is. It's, you know, like, it's not a video, but it's like a, like basically a GIF that can be played on a loop. Mm-hmm. Because people were using them to target people with epilepsy and giving them seizures.
Really?
They were putting on like things that cause seizures and tweeting them to people that were like epilepsy people, like Twitters that had to do with epilepsy. I'm not saying it right, but
epilepsy.
It's that epilepsy. Mm-hmm. So Twitter was like, well, because I feel like Twitter's a really good platform. Mm-hmm. And when like something happens, they're like, okay. Mm-hmm. They like, they won't let politicians buy ads because they can't deal with fact checking. So they're like, okay, knowing politicians buy ads, and like, I feel like they're just doing things correctly. So now PNG files can be on Twitter anymore because people are
like GIFs.
They're not GIFs, because GIFs are like, I don't know. It's a, I don't quite know what it is, but it's a form of like, it's between like a video and a picture that can be played on loop.
Okay.
So pictures can still be there, and GIFs and stuff and videos, but it's like a certain type.
Interesting.
I know. In drama this week, Austin McBoom from the Ace family went on a rant on Twitter saying that everybody should pay to watch his content. He now has deleted said tweet.
He deleted it?
But Daniel Preda, Mr. Preda on Twitter, had already screenshotted it, and his own reply, which was, it's that small, huh?
He replied other things too.
Yes, but that was my favorite. But he screenshot both of those and tweeted them on his his page. So if you want to see the rant that Austin went on, you may glance at it there.
I didn't know he deleted it.
He deleted it because it was... Daniel's reply had more likes and retweets than Austin's tweet.
Really?
Because I just am like, I would never charge a human being to watch my trash.
By the way, we are getting paid.
He's,
so why does he say that they should pay?
He's like a
millionaire.
He's in a mansion.
Huge. He gets so many views. I don't watch him. I've never seen one of his videos.
Same.
But I know who he is, and
correct.
I know of them.
Same.
And I know they get millions of views.
Yes.
He probably makes over $1 million a month.
Yes.
And
it's very apparent when you do watch or hear anything about them that they are millionaires and kind of disconnected from the average Joe.
Crazy.
So he wants them to pay on their already, he's on things he's already getting paid. They're like,
do you have the tweets?
I can pull them up. Because he's getting, it's not like,
why did it, what spurred this? Were people mad that he wasn't
apparently
posting?
They were taking a they're taking a break, and he was hold on, I'm gonna bring up Daniel's thing. I think that they were taking a break and people were tweeting like, hey, can you post or something. I don't really know. There was no like nothing.
It also shows the type of people, I don't mean this, by the way, is not shade, it shows the type of people who watch your content sometimes reflect the type of person you are.
Sometimes
sometimes not all the time. But I feel like whenever I'm like, I need a little break, everyone's like, take all the time you need. Yes. If I'm ever in a video, like, I'm tired, they're like, take a break.
You know, I like stop posting and people are like, we hope you're okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, I have to just say this. I don't mean that the people who watch the Ace Family are jerks. I don't know what the context is at all.
No.
But I'm just saying, if I ever were to take a break, I can't imagine anyone being mad at me. My people who watch my videos are so sweet and supportive. They wouldn't be upset.
I could leave for a year and everyone would just be like, well, they'd forget about me, but they'd be supportive the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Austin's tweet randomly tweeted this. Some of y'all are ungrateful for free content. Some of y'all should be charged every time you watch someone's video. I don't know why y'all think it's just so easy to make videos every day or every other day. If it was so easy, everyone, including yourself, would be doing it.
Mm.
So someone...
Didn't he say something else too?
I think. But Daniel didn't screenshot that one. Someone insulted him he probably was like taking a break and they were like, you should not do that. It's easy.
Well, you know what? You know what? Like, yes, it is. People do watch YouTubers and go like, that must be easy, just uploading a quick video.
Yeah.
And they might not know what goes into it. And that's not their fault.
No, because I talked about this in my video too. We're supposed to make it look easy, fun.
Yeah.
And like, so you want to come back and you want to be part of it.
Our job, sure, it's hard, but guess what other jobs are hard?
All of them. Every working single is hard. One. They all have their different, what's hard about them. Go work in retail, honey.
Some are harder than others. In fact, most, just so you know, how I feel is like, yes, I work 24/7. Most jobs I would feel are harder than mine because I love what I do. And it's very rare that someone wakes up every day and goes like, I freaking love my job. Yeah. I can't wait to go to work. And I wake up and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to film that video, or I can't wait to post this, or I can't wait to go.
Or when you get a creative travel. Do you ever get those, like, you're kind of in a funk and then all of a sudden you get like this surge of creativity and you're like, yeah. And you like write down all these ideas and have lists on lists and you just start like stockpiling. Right. That's
very rare.
Yeah.
So that makes our job, even though it is a lot of work.
Yes.
It makes the work more easy to bear because we love it. So it is true that like our job is easier than most, even though we're working maybe double the amount of time.
Yeah.
Because we don't take weekends and we don't take, like, I work from the second I
like
wake up.
Like, we're going
on
vacation, but it's not going to be a vacation because we're all going to do more work while we're there. We're going to vlog while we're there.
But we're going to, who cares?
Yeah, we're going on a vacation.
So, like, our job in that sense is much easier. And to complain about what we do for a living, I think is really, it's really inappropriate considering what most people have to do for a living every single day. I never take this job for granted.
No, I don't want to do anything else because I know this is like the best thing.
I just don't understand why he said people need to pay him. Like, we get paid good on YouTube.
Yes. This is a very good paying job.
That's really weird. I don't say.
Someone must have said something that just hit his ego. Hit it real good, right in the pinpoint.
I don't know these queens. I don't know the Ace Family.
Don't either.
Maybe I'm wrong. I have a feeling he does not edit his videos.
Oh, there's no way.
The majority of YouTubers do not edit their own videos.
No, they have editors.
Like, very rarely does a popular YouTuber edit their own videos. Like, I edit most of my videos. Corey helps me a lot now.
Yeah.
Sometimes Ricky Dillon edits for me. But I'm very transparent if I edit or if someone else does.
Yeah.
But the majority of my videos I edit myself, which is extremely rare. When I tell people that, they're like, what? So what is he... That's what takes most of the time.
Yeah.
Is the editing.
I guess like coming up with content, but I feel like aren't they daily vlog? I know that sometimes when you have a boring day, you have to come up with, but like if vlogging was the only thing I did, the vlogs would be a little more exciting because my main channel is where I put my effort. I don't know. I don't know them, but I do not think that any of you should be charged to watch our trash. We're all trash in the best way possible.
No, don't. That's the beauty of YouTube. Is that like
it is free entertainment? I think it's maybe because we grew up poor that we don't like charging. Like your tickets to your show are dirt cheap. You could be charging so much more, but like I think we have a soft spot for people that don't have money,
right?
Because we grew up without it. That we know how special it is to like be able to give these people things like just free content. Like that's amazing,
right?
Like
why would I charge someone for a video?
I don't know.
I remember the first time someone paid me for Miranda. I performed as Miranda and the guy tried to give me money and I was like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "I'm paying you." And I was like, "For what?" He was like, "You performed." And I was like, "But I sang bad." You want to pay me to sing bad?
There's a lot of things that, like, my manager's like, well, you could post extra content on these channels and just charge people.
Did you say your plumber?
I meant manager. Did I say plumber? I might have said plumber.
I don't know. I don't remember.
My electrician the other day.
I don't know why I heard plumber. So now I'm like, am I crazy? Why did I hear
I might have said plumber. My manager always brings me sites because there's always websites popping up that are like, put content here and like people subscribe and pay you money to watch it. And I'm always like, no, I'm gonna post. Yeah. If I have good content, I'm putting it on YouTube. I'm not gonna make extra content to put somewhere. Right. That's too much work. Anyway, moving on. This is the last the piece of news I have for today. Colleen Ballinger found a famous TikToker named Jessica Ballinger whose handle is.
Your movie recording stopped.
Oh. Now I have to draw a stick figure. Colleen found a famous TikToker named Jessica Ballinger whose handle is The Only Miss Ballinger. What the F?
It's so many levels of amazing.
What?
Because, okay, Jessica, our sister-in-law, tweeted, oops, I TikToked again or something. And I was like, wait, she posted on TikTok?
Okay.
So I'm new to TikTok. I've had a Musical.ly/TikTok account forever.
Yeah.
And I only post as Miranda. But I also have one as me, but I just
I have
don't
one
use
too,
it.
But I don't ever use it. I was thinking of using it, but. Yeah. I started doing what I wanted to do on Instagram story and everyone's very confused. Continue.
Everyone's like all into TikTok. I don't get it. I think I'm too old for it now or something. I don't know. But I went and I looked for Jessica said she posted. So I wanted to see it. So I searched Jessica Ballinger and a verified, very famous account came up of a girl who's just like dancing or something. Uh-huh. I don't get TikTok dances, but that's like a thing. But not only is her name Jessica Ballinger, but she's trying to take the only Miss Ballinger and Rachel's handles are Miss R. Baller.
She is a thief, but also not because it's her name. But like, I bet she's like really annoyed that we exist.
Or maybe she doesn't know.
Or maybe her name isn't even, last name isn't even Ballinger. She's just like trying to be sneaky because she knew people were trying to search for Jessica Ballinger.
I don't know. She doesn't seem like, because you'd think then she'd post like fan things. I don't think she even knows we exist.
Or maybe she does know, but I think she's annoyed because saying the only Miss Ballinger.
The only Miss Ballinger.
The only Miss Ballinger.
You're the only Miss Ballinger now.
Yeah, I am.
You and Bailey,
what's
I guess.
Up? Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
Because you're not.
Guys, you guys don't pop out girls.
No, we don't.
We got. There's two of us left standing.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
So maybe she's saying it because she knows it's kind of true.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't watch any of her stuff. Yeah, Jessica's the Ballinger family on TikTok.
Oh.
That's the family chain. She's farted, but you're not going to be able to hear it because it was more of a than anything else. Do you want to play a game real quick?
Sure.
It's called 5 Second Rule. Just spit it out. Okay. I love playing with mom because she gets so flustered about everything.
Me.
But basically, I just give a category and you have to name three of the things in 5 seconds.
What things?
Well, I'll give you a thing. Commands you teach your dog. And you have to say, sit stay, dance. Down. Yeah. Get on the floor.
Get on the couch.
Get on the couch. So now, when we obviously cheat, okay?
Yes, I love cheating.
So you have until this runs out.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, right.
Name 3 baby shower gifts.
Wait, I need to. That's as long as I have that sound?
No, the thing's going all the way down.
I needed to know. I needed to see how long. Okay, so what was the question?
Oh my God. 3. She's going to cheat this entire time.
No, I needed to know. So it's like about 5 to 10 seconds.
It's 5 seconds. It's called the 5 second rule.
That makes sense.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Name 3 baby shower gifts.
Oh, diapers, wipes, a backpack, diaper bag.
There you go. You did it. See, it's not that hard.
No, I just needed to see what I was going
for. Okay, okay. This one you're not going to get.
Okay.
Do you want to try it?
Sure.
Just because you don't know names.
Okay, that's true.
Name 3 characters from Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi, the guy with the curly hair and the short one.
I'm gonna give you 0.5 point.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because I would have said dragon girl.
I said Khaleesi.
You did. Name?
Jon Snow. The curly hair guy's name's Jon Snow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who you were referring to. Name 3 cartoons.
Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck.
Not characters.
I don't watch cartoons.
Okay, do you want to do it to me?
No, I want more.
Okay, okay.
And then I'll do it to you.
Name three things found at a circus.
A ball, an elephant, and a ring.
A ball?
Like a big ball of elephant sandbox.
Not a clown. Not a trapeze person. Okay, find ones that I'm going to be able to answer. Obviously cheap.
Name three things in a pawn shop.
Watches, knives, rings.
Yes.
Yeah, I almost said condoms. Don't know why. Don't buy your condoms from a pawn shop. They Safe don't. Sex, everybody.
Oh my God, I literally don't even know these things.
Love that. Cheat.
Oh, maybe you'll know this. I wouldn't. Characters from Modern Family.
The mom, the dad. Cameron! Dad!
That's enough.
There you go.
This one is not okay.
What is it?
It says gender neutral names. All names are gender neutral.
Get it, Colleen.
Okay, museum's boring. Famous bald people.
Howie, who know? What's the dude's name? I don't know. Steve Harvey? I got one.
I literally don't know any famous people, so I don't know.
Steve Harvey. I could have said Bob and she would have been like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Things you do while no one is looking.
Well, that's false because I do everything when everyone's like, pick your nose, pick your wedgie, have sex. I don't know.
Oh, good.
Masturbate. That would have been it.
Oh, gross.
There's no sponsors for today. Okay, one more, and then we'll go to questions.
Wait, I want
to
do another one.
Okay. We'll do one more for me, and then I'll do it for you again.
Items in a kindergartner's backpack.
Crayons, paper, extra underwear.
Snacks.
Snacks. Snacks. Are you excited to pack snacks for Flynn wherever he goes?
I always pack snacks for Flynn.
You will never, this is trash, we're not even doing it, but famous Henrys? Who?
I don't know any Henrys.
You would, it's Jim's. You would never get you
Jim don't, Caruso.
No. G-Y-M. Like, 24 Hour Fitness.
I don't know any.
Okay. This is morbid. No, you wouldn't get that. Deceased actresses? You wouldn't
know. I don't know any living actresses.
Name three. Okay, you at least have to get one. Three computer software programs. What is that?
Like Windex? Windows.
Okay, we're skipping it. Let's see if you get this. Name three Rugrats characters.
Lily, Phil, Tommy.
Angelica.
I already got three. Lily, Phil, and Tommy.
Oh, I thought you said Lilithil. Like it was one name. You nailed that one. Three types of jewelry.
A necklace, earring, ring? Or like ruby, diamond, quartz?
Quartz?
Isn't that a thing? A stone?
Name three pasta dishes.
Noodles. Vodka sauce.
What is this? Spaghetti and meatballs, lasagna, pide.
I got thrusts.
They were cooked. I thought you'd get that one.
I did, but I couldn't say the things.
All right. Last one, okay. Name three things you would put on a snowman.
A nose, a eyes, a scarf, a hat, button nose, buttons,
sticks. I think you were thinking more like scarf, carrot, coal.
Didn't I say those things?
You said eyes, nose, hands, ears, mouth, heart, lungs.
Those things you put on a snowman.
All right. Yeah, no. I was going to make this like a, what was the most of 2019? I was going to talk about the decade, but like, we talked about don't come to our houses.
Yeah. Yes. What was your best of 2019? That was the question.
No, I was just going to like talk about 2019 and the decade, but we just filled a mukbang on Colleen's channel and we kind of talk about the year there.
Yeah, well, we talked about our year. I mean, what happened in the world in 2019?
The most Googled thing in 2019 was Disney Plus.
Was it?
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
I know. Swept the nation. We're going to move on to questions.
Okay.
All right. Greer wants to know, Colleen, do you still drink applesauce?
I do, but not as often as I used to. And Flynn loves applesauce, so I actually share it with him. So I'll get a spoon now instead of drinking it.
Oh.
And I'll have a bite and I'll give him a bite.
It is so cute. They share everything.
Everything.
He is the best sharer in the world.
He loves to share his food and I share my food. So I'll be holding him. I'll take a bite of something and give him a bite. And we go back and forth. And if he's in his high chair, if he's eating Cheerios, he'll hand you one and then he'll eat one.
I always eat a Cheerio every time I come over. Yeah. He hands me a Cheerio and I eat it every time. Mm-hmm. And he giggles. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Extreme WRZ, has Colleen ever forgotten parts of her live show?
Yes. All the time.
She skipped things. I've had to jump in the wings and like no. And I have to like do sign language to tell her which part
she
missed.
Well, now it's just like, I'll say like, and now we're going on to this part. Like, oh, I need to, you know, whatever it is. I'll say like, now we're going to look for this. And I'll look at the screen expecting it to be like going to the next slide, the next picture, the next song. And I'll look to the screen and nothing will happen. And I'll be like, no, we're not. I'll come back to that. So now, like, whereas Rachel used to jump in the wings and freak out, Corey's just like sits there like waiting. Like
he's like, you're an idiot. Wrong. I'm not gonna help you.
I always get there pretty quick though. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I missed.
There have been times where you've just straight up like paused for a good 5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
But I feel like as Miranda, you can get away with
when it. When I filmed my Netflix special, I was really pregnant. And I was really miserable and in a lot of pain. And I was really tired. I'd just done 2 shows and I'd been up since 6 a.m. and I couldn't walk. I had a chiropractor backstage adjusting me every time I walked off stage.
So in a wheelchair. Your pelvis was broken.
It was horrible. And we had to do pickups at the end of doing 2 performances. They needed me to redo a bunch of the songs. And so I remember I was kind of like talking to the audience. So thank you for being here. Just sit still. We're going to do a few more songs over again. And I stood there for a second. And just kind of stared. And then I go, oh, I just fell asleep with my eyes open. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I literally just like, I stopped talking and just stared in front of like 2,000 people. Just in silence. And then realized what I was doing. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you guys. I think I just fell asleep with my eyes open. I really think I just did that.
It was a rough, because you had been up till super late the night before editing songs for the show. So that was... That was rough. Fun. She's definitely forgotten, but like you get away with it.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Michelle says, what are your thoughts on reusable period cups? Would you ever consider using one?
I like that it's reusable because it helps the environment more.
Mm-hmm. But I
don't want to try that.
I don't want to do it. Power to any woman who does it.
I just don't like the idea of like getting it on my fingers.
Yeah.
And like the cleaning of it. And also like it getting stuck in there scares me.
Oh, yeah. Like, get sucked up. Yeah, like I don't know. But I know a lot of people who do use them, and they love them. I'm going to go with my organic cotton tampons for now.
Yeah.
You can go with your, you're on a pad kick. Mm-hmm. You're on a pad kick right now. Mo wants to know, what's your opinion on New Year's resolutions?
I think they can be great because they can get people motivated to do things for the better in their life. Mm-hmm. But I also think...
Why not start today?
Anytime.
Yeah. Why not start it today? Mm-hmm. Do it now. You'll never regret starting it today.
And the majority of people don't stick with it.
No. Yeah. The most gym memberships are bought in the beginning of January and they're abandoned by February.
Yeah.
It's, I think it gives people like this false hope that it's a new year, new you.
Yeah.
Girl, just because the clock strike midnight don't mean you go, you're not Cinderella no more.
Yeah, right?
Like, it doesn't change anything. But I think people like having that, like, a time, restart, I guess. I don't do them. I just am like, oh, I need to do this more, and then I do it more. I guess it's nice to be like, if you have done it for the full year since the beginning, at the end of the year, maybe if you ever make it that long, to be like, it's been a whole year.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the goal is. Sharon wants to know, when you take down your Christmas decorations.
Ugh, when I have to.
Matt asked if we could take down the living room ones because we bought art and we wanted to put it right where the Christmas tree was. So I had to take all my Christmas decorations down in my living room. It's still up in my office.
I usually wait till after the new year, but...
That's, I feel like, what most people do.
Yeah.
It's like you keep them up for the holidays and the holidays don't end until after new year.
Right.
So I feel like that's the appropriate time.
Yeah.
First week of January. And then Maud asked, what are you looking forward to the most on your next Hawaii trip?
Ooh, just spending time with family. I love hanging out with family. So there's nothing in particular I'm looking forward to. I just like being with my family.
Samesies. I love that. Like, best time ever. I am extremely looking forward to, I get distracted from work very easily because I want to work on my house or play with my dogs. And with those distractions gone and it's more like... family, and then only like that family's the only distraction, and y'all go to bed at like 8 because y'all have kids. I feel like I'm gonna get so much random extra work done.
Yeah.
And is that weird that going to Hawaii is what I'm gonna get a lot of work done?
No, that's awesome.
I love it. Like, I texted you and Jess today, and I was like, I'm so excited to sit by a pool with my laptop and phone for hours. Like, that's so exciting to me. Have a beautiful place to work. That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Those were all the questions, but Mom wanted to make sure you guys got a chicken fact for today. Colleen has rolled her eyes for those listening and not watching.
Okay, what is tomorrow's chicken fact?
This is a quote. This is a direct quote from a text message. The record, why are you open? You're almost done. She's trying to open chocolate raisins or espresso beans.
They're chocolate covered raisins.
Why? We have 5 seconds left.
Because Mom wants a chicken fact, so Mom gets raisinettes.
Okay. The record for most egg yolks in one egg is 9 yolks. And then my mom said, come on, seriously? That's my favorite part. I've only had like 6 double yolkers in my chicken days. But 9 in one egg? That's winner, winner, chicken dinner plus breakfast and lunch.
Wow.
That is your chicken fact for the day and Mom's feelings towards it.
What kind of egg? What kind of chicken is that?
I don't know.
Ostrich?
No, it's a chicken egg of those that are like pumped full of hormones and stuff.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not like a natural one. No.
Poor little chicken.
I
used to think chicken eggs were abortions.
Yeah, you did. You really did. You thought there was a chick inside them eggs.
Yeah. Or period. Did I say it was period or abortion?
You said it was abortion. It is a period.
Oh. I don't know. I don't understand science with chickens.
Oh, you do know that they poop, pee, and lay an egg all at the same hole, though.
Mm-hmm.
There are one hole, well, 2 holes.
So do I now.
You poop eggs?
Thanks, Flynn.
You got eggs coming at you?
Yeah.
Just
right now I do.
Oh, I guess it is period. You're right. All that just coming on out?
I'm not pregnant.
How are those hemorrhoids?
There.
Same.
Birth.
All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks, Colleen, for being here. Oh, people were asking where Mom was. She is on a weekend vacation with our father.
She is home.
She is home because she got mad because she tried to take a picture of a cow or something, and the people told her the cops came and told her she wasn't allowed to take a picture of a cow, so my dad got really mad and just drove home from their weekend vacation.
They had a hotel.
They were so mad.
They were so mad. They're like, we... We used to live near here and we'd come look at these cows and they're like, this is private property. You have to leave.
So they got so mad that they couldn't take pictures of these farm animals and that was what their whole day was centered around. So they just drove home. It was my favorite, the text from Mom. I'm sure you were getting the same text.
No, Flynn FaceTimed, he wanted to FaceTime Mom.
Their relationship so is my favorite. Her.
Well, right now they're in a little bit of a debacle.
Mom and Flynn?
Yes.
Why?
Because Flynn is saying grandpa, but not grandma. Flynn is learning to talk. And one of his new words is grandpa. He goes, kappa or papa.
He goes, papa. He says papa.
He goes, papa, but it's only for my dad. Like, he doesn't say papa for anything else. It's papa for grandpa. And it makes Mom so mad. Mom's like, no, grandma. So he's like looking at my phone and kind of looking at it. And I knew he wanted to call Mom. So I FaceTime Mom. And the second she's like, Flynn, he goes, papa, papa. She's like, no, grandma, grandma, grandma. And then I was like, why are you? And then she's like, do you want to see the fish she's Flynn? Because my mom bought a fish tank for her house that we never go to just so that on FaceTime she can show Flynn the fish. And so she shows Flynn the fishy tank. And so he starts doing blah, 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 because she taught him that when he looks at fishies.
Yeah.
So he starts doing that. And I think she only showed him the fish so he'd stop saying grandpa.
I love that. So
she's so mad.
Well, if he's saying grandpa, papa, but grandma is mama, and he already says mama.
He says mama for her and for me.
Because he's only picking up on the last, like, thing you hears.
He says his new word. Sorry, this is the last thing you can go.
This is fine.
His new word. He says baby. He's always said baby, but he's always going baba.
Okay.
For baby, and he looks at my phone. My screensaver is me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, "Mama." And today he started going, "Baby." He says, "Baby." It's so cute, and he smiles. He goes, "Baby."
Like, he's so proud of himself that he figured the word
so
out.
Cute. He says, "Baby."
I love that. I love when kids are learning to talk.
Oh, it's really funny.
It's a good year because then at the end of the year they can start. You can get teach them to say things.
He's learned a lot already.
He's picking it up quick. Like, he took him a while, and then he figured it out and, like, went for it.
Yeah. You can say moose, and for our dog, doggy, kitty, mama, dada, grandpa.
Well, he said papa.
Yeah, and fishy, he's a blululum. And water, he's a blululum. He says nana for food. Like when he's hungry, he says nana.
Does he want a banana?
He hates bananas.
Same.
So he's learned a lot of words. And up, he says up. We must go up the stairs. He's learned a lot of words.
That's cute. Congratulations on that, kid.
Oh, and since he got my cough, he makes fun of my cough.
Really?
Every time my cough, he goes, he makes fun of my cough.
This little effort.
I'm like, dude, every time I cop.
He's just mimicking everything he hears now.
It's my little mini me.
All right, guys. That's it. I told Colleen this was going to be like a short 30-minute podcast and ended up being 50.
Well, sorry about it.
I'm fine. We love you guys. Make sure you check out Colleen's mukbang we just filmed later on her channel. Mukbang. When it's going to be... Was it? Words. Mukbang. Mukbang. Okay. Love you guys. And see you next time on All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.